Norwich City Council Housing Department was featured in numerous stories this week. There is anger at empty council houses that have not been repaired and made available to tenants. A tenant in Lakenham has been waiting a year for a broken door to be replaced. A disabled council tenant in Gertrude Road feels trapped because the council has delayed repairs, even though she spent £2,500 herself on a rotting bathroom. A single mum in Beaufort has been waiting 3 years for repairs to be done. And meanwhile, a couple have been living in a car for 6 months while waiting to move into a council home. There was one glimpse of hope on the housing front, as Broadland Council is offering grants for people to insulate homes, plant trees and install heat pumps. Here's Alison to start this series of news stories about the housing crisis in Norwich.
Two council-owned homes remain derelict despite a huge housing waiting list in the city. People living near the empty properties have voiced anger that they're becoming eyesores. Pressure is mounting to ensure the homes are repaired quickly and made available to tenants. Government figures show there were 3,436 people on the waiting list for council homes in Norwich last year. One of the properties is a four-bedroom detached house in Chapel Brake, which the council bought last year for £290,000. Former owner Les Royal said, "My wife and I lived there for around 15 years, but downsized and sold it to the council. It's been empty ever since." There are 3,400-odd people on the waiting list for council homes, yet there are empty properties like this. It's absolutely ridiculous. A spokesman for the City Council said, "We fully acknowledge there are some properties that need to be turned round much quicker and made available to residents who need them. This is something we are deeply committed to and is why we appointed contractors to help us address unacceptable delays. Good progress is now being made on this, and the majority of work is expected to be complete by the end of the year."
More than a year after a gang of thugs attempted to kick in the front door of a council tenant, the terrified man is still waiting for a replacement. Michael Stewart Watling of Cherry Close in Lakenham reported criminal damage to the police after a group of 12 smashed their way into his block of flats on September 14th last year. They then attempted to break his front door down, which suffered damage but kept the criminals at bay. The 75-year-old pensioner was woken by the same group at 4 a.m. the following week after they broke in again. This summer, Mr. Stuart Watling was advised by Norwich City Council that the door would be installed following an asbestos check, which was carried out on June the 10th. But he is still waiting.
A disabled council tenant has had access issues in her home as crumbling fencing has impeded her wheelchair from passing through. Leanne Kelly, who's 46 and of Gertrude Road, has been left feeling trapped because of the City Council's perceived inaction at the back of her home. The tenant has Crohn's disease, arthritis and degenerative discs in her spine, but she's been unable to squeeze her wheelchair through a narrow alleyway behind her home where rotting wood is collapsing in from mousehold. The City Council has said it is working with Ms. Kelly, who's lived at the property for 6 years, to resolve the issue as soon as possible.
A single mum is at the end of her tether after fighting for years to get a raft of issues in her council home sorted. Kia Nurse lives in Beverley Road, Beaufort, with her daughter Emily, 3.5, and their pooch, Sophia. The council tenant believes that when the house was modernised in the 1960s, a load-bearing wall was removed. This has meant her bathroom floor is bowing. The dip was originally about 6 millimetres, but now caves in to 1.5 inches. She claims her neighbours faced a similar issue 2 years ago, which saw their bath crash through their ceiling. Kea also says a workman has warned that the gas boiler in her daughter's room is not safe.
A Norwich couple have spent more than half a year living in their car, despite promises of a council home months ago. Aram Sabir and his wife Sharla Kadir have slept in their Ford Mondeo and on friends' sofas while having to overcome a miscarriage and needing surgeries. When Norwich City Council showed them a house in March, it said it shouldn't be long before they move in. But 7 months later, the pair are still living in their car. Green councillors have consistently raised concerns about the backlog in repairs to council housing, and yet there seems to be no sign of improvement. A spokeswoman for the City Council said, "We've been very open about the fact that our repairs backlog has created some unacceptable delays. Work is underway at Mr. Sabir's property, and we've been in touch directly to reassure him and let him know about moving in timeframes."
Grants for people to insulate homes, plant trees and install heat source pumps are to be offered by a Norfolk council as part of a pledge to be net zero by the end of the decade. Broadland District Council has pledged to be net zero by 2030, which is 20 years ahead of the government's national target for the UK. Net zero is when a balance is achieved between the carbon emitted into the atmosphere and the carbon removed from it. The council says it can achieve it through a combination of emission reduction and emission removal, changing the way it works, innovation through technology, and by planting trees that remove greenhouse gases. The council says that through its environmental strategy, it will provide grants for better insulation of housing, for heat source pumps, and to plant trees. Sean Vincent, leader of the Conservative-controlled council, said, "Broadland District Council is leading the way on changing how we work and making decisions that will have a real and lasting effect, resulting in us achieving net zero."